Yud Tes Tammuz, Monday the 22nd of July, Rabbi Avram Ehrentroy, Emuna and Bias HaMashiach.
An incredible thing. This Shabbos, when I was going to Mincha, I was in Bias HaMashiach, and I passed two Mespalalim in Bias HaMashiach. And I heard one telling the other, the Bais Medrash, which is the biggest diamond center in London, the biggest Harbotsus Torah there is in London, is Bais Medrash Oil Moshe. That's what I heard. So, Poyskim Echoyd Achsanya, I feel it's an honor to have a chelik in the Harbotsus Torah of this Mochim Kodesh. Rabbi Isai, I want to give an introduction today, which I feel has to do with what we said today, what we davened today, what we heard by Kriyas HaTorah, and what we heard by Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos. In this week's parasha, it says, "Vayoyimah Hashem al Moshe." Su es roish koladas bnei Yisroel. Su es roish koladas bnei Yisroel. We said today when we took out the Sefer Torah, we said, Shuva Hashem, rivavois alfei Yisroel. I want to give an introduction. Every one of us here today, who are we? How special are we? Su es roish. You can count 600,000 people. But every person has his significance, his chashivas. Su es roish. Not roshim. When you have 600,000 people, every person, every individual is special. Shuva Hashem, rivavois alfei Yisroel. So the Gemara in Yevamos, ein hashchina shoira, the Rebbeinu Shem's shchina is not shoira on less than 22,000 people. Rivavois is 20,000 people, alfei is 2,000. River voice Alfa Yisroel ain Ashkenaz Shoyra on less than 22,000 people. Can you imagine that you go into a room where there's 21,000 people, 999? When you walk into such a place, I've never been with such a big, vast thousands of people. But if you go into a place where there's 21,999, a person feels I'm Ibrik. If I am here, I'm not here, what difference do I make? You don't realize, without you, there's no Ashros Hashchina. And with you, there's Ashros Hashchina. Bilam said in last week's parsha, Mimona Afar Yaakov. Did we ever think the types from these words? Mimona Afar Yaakov, a misves Roivi Yisroel. Afar Offer, earth. Can you imagine counting every grain of earth there is? Every grain is special. Mi mona, Bilam Arosha said, who can count afar, even when Klal Yisrael is not Beroi Ma'amala, Ofo, Yaakov, Okev, we're not Beroi Ma'amala, we're not, sometimes our day-to-day life is not so special. Of the Klerboi Nishlam is Makshiv. Every one of us, me mona, every brekel earth, every grain of earth, is so special by the Rabbi Nishmael. I want to tell you a beautiful story. The entrepreneur Rav, Zeche Sadik Livrocha, or Rav Chaim Kreiswit. Rav Chaim Kreiswit was a gaon in Torah, and he was a gaon in Chesed. So, I'm going back to the Tovshir Chof test, 1959, a Yid came to Antwerp and he had to marry off his children as he sold the Yid, and he had no money. So he came to Antwerp. Antwerp is a Eir Ve'Ein Yisroel, to make money, to marry off his child. And the Antwerpen Rav used to daven in Bis Yaakov, and he didn't accept people at home. He accepted people after davening. He used to eat breakfast together with the Olam, and then anybody who wanted money used to come to this breakfast, approach the Rav, and he used to give a big donation he used to give. Or he used to say, come back tomorrow and I'll give you money. So there was this Yid, Tovshir Chof Tes, he came to Antwerp, so he went to the Davenin Bis Yaakov, and after davening, he went over to the Rav. So the Rav asked him, Wer sind hier? Who are you? So he said his name, who he is. So he said, what's your father's name? So he told him his father's name. So he said, where was your father born? Told him the name of the Shtetl. He said, and who were your father's brothers? And your father's shogas? What did your father do in business? So answered Rishu Chakira, and this younger man answered all the shaylas. So the Rav was hungerufen, I'm looking for you, 30 years I'm looking for you, precisely 23 years I'm looking for you. You're looking for me, what's this? So he said, I'll tell you. I come from the same town as your father. And your father, the Deitchi Yemach Shemom, they took him to Auschwitz. And I was saved from the war. It's a story for Zich, or a crisis was saved from the war. So he said, when they took your father to Auschwitz, so your father called me over and he said, Chaimke, it could be you will delay the war, there's Iberleben de Muhammad. I want to tell you, I have a bank account in Schweiz. And he told the Rav the number of the bank account. Yeah, 16 numbers. He told him about the number. And he said, will you remember it? So Rav Kreisler said, Emol, he hazarded over the number once, twice, three times. He said, yeah, I'll remember it. So he said, after the war, look for my children, look for my mishpocha, and let them know that there's a bank account in Schweiz, and they can use the money. So after the war, I went to look for your father's children, siblings, I never found. Now you're coming in to me this morning. You know who you are. I'll give you now the bank account. Fork in Schweiz. Take the next plane, go to Schweiz, and take out the money from the account. The Rav asked him, can you do me a favor? Can you let me know how much money was in this account? This he didn't know. Is there Yid Gevoren? He went, next plane he took to Schweiz. He called the Rav the next day. We're going back, 1959. Yeah, it was quite a few years ago. There were 750,000 Schweizer francs in this account. Yeah, this is, today it's worth a few million. So the Rav hat immer gesagt, der Meister, hat gesagt, da dreht sich ein Jiddele, and he thinks he's a oni the evian, a oni can geld chasten zu machen. He has no money. He can't cover the month. Und derweile, he's a millionaire. Sometimes we walk around. We don't realize who we are. We don't realize how much the Rabbeinu Shem likes us. We're going into the period of the 3 weeks. We've got to realize who we are, how choshev we are, how much Rabbeinu Shem likes every individual. Not just Rabbeinu Shem likes Klal Yisroel. Mimona fa Yaakov, afa Yaakov. Of everyone is counted. Everyone is valid by the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Everyone is so special by the Rabbeinu Shloilom. You know why we're so special? Because everyone here, today, we are the doer who are going to be mekabel pnei Mashiach. Be'ezes Hashem Yisborach. Binureinu zekeneinu. We are all going to be mekabel pnei Mashiach. We are all very, very, very special. Something that the three the gedolis am nishkat. Zem nish mekabel pnei Mashiach. Mi estein haint ba ikus de Mashiach. We just have to be ready to hear the shofar. I imagine we have plans. We have to go some holidays. I want to tell you, Rabbi Sari, there's plans tomorrow. Today, we can go with Kamfei Neshorim and arrive in Yerushalayim. Shabbos afternoon, a bar mitzvah boy, he told me he's going to line tomorrow by Yichal. So I told him, 95%, you won't be lining by Yichal tomorrow. You won't be lining by Yichal. Achakeloi b'chol yoyim sheyovoi. Ben David is coming. We've got to be prepared every day to be mekabel pnei Mashiach. I'll tell you a very, very interesting word. We say every day in Shemoneh Esrei. Selach lono avinu. Why? Ki keil, Rabbi Yishev, zakeil toi v'saloch. Rein obon yeinu, why? Ki keil goyel chosach opto. Rofeinu, why? Because you're the doctor. Baruch oleinu, why? Because you're the mefanes. Ki keil toi v'meitiv otto mevorech hashomim. We come to a brocha esemach dovet. Mebeitin Rabbi Yishev loylam. Esemach David v'heiros asmiach. Why? So I would say, on who is dependent that Mashiach should come? The Rebbeinu Shloilom. Blow the shofar. Shikuns Mashiach. Esemach David, why? Ki lishuoscho kivinu kol hayoyim. This is not dependent in the Rebbeinu Shloilom. It's dependent on us. You know why Mashiach will come? Because we're waiting every day. Every day. For your Yeshua, we're waiting. The Briskerov said, means every day, and in every day, the complete day. Yedetog, und the ganzkeit fin yedetog. Every day, we're waiting for Mashiach. Somebody gets a cheap ticket. Sukkos, you can get cheap tickets to go to Eretz Yisrael. Take an account that you'll be there already. Take this also in account. I'm giving out money to buy a ticket now for Sukkos. I'll have a free ticket. Kamfei Neshorim. It's going to be gewaldig. I'll tell you, I was once by Reb Chaim. So the Gesund Zayin. Oyrich Yomim Vishonim. And he told me, come and live in Eretz Yisroel. So I told him, have a yeshiva in Antwerp. Bring the yeshiva to Eretz Yisroel. I told him, I'm a rov in a besmedrish. Bring the besmedrish in Eretz Yisroel. So I told him, Rov Levin, Aich will come and get Eretz Yisroel, my campaign Ashorim. Those who are in Eretz Yisroel are going to miss the campaign Ashorim. I want the campaign Ashorim. He picked up his head, he smiled, said, good. Can't finish all. Again, can I see slow? We can't finish all. And still, I'm icing. The Chavetz Chaim, whatever it is, what you icing. Or the Chavetz Chaim, he zogt. Beis Halevi was a rov in a kleiner shtetl, a small town, and they came with the ksav rabbonis of Brisk. Brisk was a big, big place, and Beis Halevi didn't want to accept the rabbonis. Beis Halevi said he's now rov of a little town. He has time to sit and learn. He has time to write tshuvas. He doesn't want to become a rov of such a big town. So they told him, 25,000 people are waiting for you to come and accept the rabbonus of Brisk. And you say no. The Beis Halevi had ongeton his hat and his coat, and he went to accept the rabbonus in Brisk. So the Chofetz Chaim said, if Mashiach was here, 25,000 people are waiting for him. Or to ongeton the hit on the rekel, and he would come. We've got to wait for Mashiach. We've got to realize how much we're missing, how much Klal Yisrael will have when Ben Mashiach will be here. It'll be a completely different life. We won't need to have Daigas HaPanosa. We won't be worried about our health and our gesund. We'll be able to be in the gadla, our children, like we want. It'll be so beautiful. I want to tell you over a maisa which I had with Reb Chaim Zalman Zunzai. A few months ago, half a year ago, we said in the piyut of Shabbos Shkolim, Shekel Eso Bebayis Nocha Veliso. Shekel Eso. So the Mefarshim ask, Shekel Eso Bebayis Nocha Veliso. The mitzvah is to give machsis a shekel. In the Torah state, Ha'osh lo yabe, Vadal lo yamet. So what's it mean, Shekel Eso Bebayis Nocha Veliso? So the Pnei Menachem says, a gevaldi gevot. He says, imagine, Mashiach will come, Yud Zayin Oda. The Mashiach will come. When do we say the Shekel Esel Bayis Nochem and Esel? We say it Shabbos Shkolim, before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Imagine the day after Shabbos Shkolim, we'll say this year, I think it's Chof Zayin Shvat is going to be next year, when we're going to say this period of Shekel Esel Bayis Nochem and Esel. Chof Ches Adar, Mashiach will come. How much machsis a shekel will we give? So the Pnei Menachem says, we'll give a whole shekel. Why? You'll give machsis a shekel from Rosh Chodesh Nissan and further, and you'll give a machsis a shekel for the kabbalas you need till Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It's a gavin, it's a eifal. That when you misfal shekel eser by snochem and eser, of course you're not allowed to give more than half a shekel. But I'll give half a shekel from the period of the Zman of Rosh Chodesh Nissan and further, and then I'll give half a shekel for all the kabbonis I need till Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So shekel eser bayis nochem nissan. One year, Yud Ches Odor, I went into Reb Chaim. And I asked Reb Chaim, Mashiach is going to come today. How much machzor shekel are we going to give? Are we going to give half a shekel or a ganzer shekel? I didn't tell him Pnei Menachem. I asked him a shayla. So he asked me, what's your shayla? I gave him a half a shekel. I told him, no, I need money for all the kabbonis till Rosh Chodesh Nissan. I'll give a whole shekel. On the spur of the moment, Reb Chaim answers me, and what will be with all the kabbonis of the 1,948 years that we haven't brought in Golis? Where will we have money for them? So I asked him, Rebbe, what do you mean? So he told me, we say in davening, every Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Shchodesh, we say in davening like this, Ves Musaf Yoim HaShabbos Hazeh Naaseh V'Nakriv. Can you translate? Ves Musaf Yoim HaShabbos Hazeh, the Musaf of this Shabbos, Naaseh, we will make V'Nakriv, and we'll bring. So what can you translate what you're saying? You're saying that Shabbos Parshas Bolok, the Musaf of Shabbos Parshas Bolok, Naaseh V'Nakriv, we're going to bring. When are we going to bring it? Zotner Ramipana. Ramipana is a Rishon that the 1,948 years away in Golus, when Mashiach is going to come, we're going to be mashlim all the Korban Tomis of every day, all the Korban Musas of Shabbos, all the Korban Musas of Rosh Chodesh and of Yom Tov. We say it every Musaf. Ves Musaf Yom HaShabbos Hazeh Naaseh V'Nakriv. Ruv Sechon Reb Chaim. Where are you going to have money from? Do you know how many components you'll have to bring? You know what a vast amount of money you'll need. Where are you going to have the money? I'll tell you where you'll have the money. Which yid won't pay for these components? Believe me, I'll pay for these kabbonis. I won't eat dinner today. It's worth my while. A chelik, kabbonis siva, to pay for kabbonis. Every one of us, in the period that we lived, will want to bring the kabbonis of this Shabbos. If you have an opportunity, the Korban Musa, Parshas Bolok, somebody has a bar mitzvah, an anniversary, a chasna, will pay for these kabbonis. So Reb Chaim, whoever will pay for all these kabbonis, we'll pay the kabbonis for the next 2-3 weeks after Shabbos Shkolim till Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Reb Chaim did not accept this. We will only give machzor a shekel. But I left Reb Chaim and I felt A lot more than this. Do we realize every day that today's day, Yutes Tamuz Tovshin Ayintes, the Korban Tomid of today, we're going to bring. I'm prepared to pay for it. And anyone here is prepared to pay for it. We'll pay anything to have a chilek in Korbanos Sibra. All we need is Kilishu Oscho Kivinu Kalayot. We've got to wait for Mashiach. The Chofetz Chaim had a special rechel prepared that he's going to put on to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach. Do you realize how much this is a mashrish in a person? I would give an advice, put away a tie. With this tie, I'll be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach. Your children will ask you, what's this tie? You've bought a beautiful tie, why do you never wear it? You'll tell your children, this tie I'll put on to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach. By this influences a person, it influences the Mashmocha, I'm living, I'm preparing to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach. Klishu Oscho Kivinu, so the Shlo HaKodesh, noch hundert and sonsi, we're going to ask every one of us, see, peace only Yeshua, we are waiting for Mashiach. I'll be able to say, yes, I was waiting for Mashiach. Klishu Oscho Kivinu. We say, from Yud Gimel Ikrim, Vos, the Rambam hat aweggestellt, an imam in the Vies Mashiach. Then we ask a kasha. Af a pi shi isma mea, a chake loy b'chol yom shi yovoy. I'm wondering, in all the 13 an imamins, I'll give you an example. An imam is HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyim ol toiv l'shoyim r'mitzvoy sov, u'man ish l'oivrei mitzvoy sov. I've got a kasha. I see sadik v'ra loy, I see Rosh HaVetoiv Loi. Now, I don't see it, but I still believe. We don't ask kashas. Emunah is when you don't see, but you believe. One of the greatest tzaddikim of Gezocht, that the all tzaddikim who see the shpizen, sukkahs coming into the sukkah. So an under the tzaddik at the Kong roof, and I don't remember who, he said, I don't see the shpizen. But I believe they're here. That's a bigger darga than seeing. When you see something, don't you see it? When you believe, emunah is a lot more than seeing. Ani imanim be'emunah shleima v'bi'es Mashiach. We ask kashas, v'av b'ishi yismameya, and we answer no, achat loy v'chol yom sheyovoy. Why by this ani imanim do we ask a kashi yismameya, and we answer achat loy v'chol yom sheyovoy? I once heard, als a bocher in Gateshead Yeshiva, I heard from a mashkirch in Gateshead, Hagon Asadik Rematisio Salomon soll gesund sein, soll hoben a refuah shleima, er soll zoiche sein zu de leben, mekabel sein pnei Mashiach. So he said a gewaltige Wort. Can you imagine this room? It's quite a big room, this. Quite a big room. Imagine, we'll empty out all the tables, all the chairs, all the cupboards, and it'll be completely empty, and we'll fill this room with checks. But all the checks will be invalid checks. Go on to it. I'll fill from the floor till the roof the whole room with invalid checks. But between all these invalid checks, there's one check. 25 million! 25 million! That, for me, this is maybe the Sibbo here, big ass augers, so then I'll give you a check. 100 million! 100 million is your geld? 100 million is Epis geld, yeah? 25 million! So then, the and, they give out on email, yeah, they advertise. Whoever, anybody can come in and look for it. Whoever finds this check, can keep it. Keep it. Give Maisa to Hurak Yeshiva, but you can keep it. So, you can imagine, 9 o'clock, the doors open, everyone comes in. In Mezucht. Now, it's going to take weeks and months, I think, to empty such a room. If you've got to take paper by paper, check by check, and check it. Is it valid? Is it not valid? So, people come in, they spend one day, noch a talk, a week, noch a voch. They don't find it. So somebody will say, you know, If I haven't found it till now, I'll never find it. So some of you are telling me, you're mashugana do. When you started, the room was completely full with empty invalid checks. Now that we've spent here days and weeks, maybe months, and we've emptied out half the room, and we haven't found it, so we're half a room nearer to finding this valid check. Our chances of finding now the valid check are so, so much more than they were when we started. And Imarami Mebias Mashiach, 1948 years, Zenim Yishoyin in Golus. So a person could think, bis heinz is Mashiach nicht gekommen, is weit in it. Verkehrt. The longer, every month, every week, every day, every hour that goes by and Mashiach has not come yet, we're nearer. We're so, so much nearer. Mashiach has to come. Yismameah makes a chakeloi b'chol yoyim. Because it's Yismameah, so then the room is getting emptier and emptier and emptier. I'm so much nearer to £500 million. Bias Mashiach, there's no money in the world that has the price of Bias Mashiach. So the Yismameah is not a kasha with their terrors. The Yismameah is the reason. Achak Eloi, bechol yoyim sheyovoi. Rabboisai, I want to make an offer today. Who wants to lend me? You can trust me. If I lend money, I'll pay you back. Who wants to lend me £1,000? I'll pay you back the day Ben David comes. When we'll hear the shofar, I'll pay you back the £1,000. Who is prepared to lend me this £1,000. Achak Eloi b'chol yoyim sheyovoi. Let's be k'lishu oscho kivinu kol ayoyim. But Rabboisai, I want to add on, I suffer. I want to add on something. Bias Mashiach is going to be wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. No more business. No more pressures. There'll be no more difficulties. Like I said before, not panosa, not gesund. Shalom bayis will be gewaldig. You'll have nachas on the children. It'll be fantastic. That's why we want Ben David. That's why we want him. I want to ask you. We all know the Bekanta Gemara. The first Beis Hamikdash was Chora because I was a Zora Gilarais and Shvichas Dobin. The three Averas, which are the most Chomedic Averas that exist, I was a Zora. And the second bias was Chora because of Sinas Chinam. Can I understand? Avodah Zorah Yechayv Misa V'Yidin Avodah Zorah. Sinas Chinam is a love shame by Maisa. You're not doing anything. It's in my heart. If anything, I can amol, I can say something. The worst case is a love. It's only a love. A love is a terrible thing, but it's only a love. And it's a love shame by Maisa. How can it be that a lav she'ein bo maisa should be more than avodah zorah? Avodah zorah! A shvichas domin killing people! I want to ask you. You'll see a person, Reuven will kill Shimon, lo eleinu. And Reuven will hate Shimon. Who's a bigger rosha? No shayla. Reuven hates Shimon, he'll still get shishi. I don't know if this is Medrash, but he'll still get shishi. And Reuven will kill Shimon, nobody will look at him, he won't say good Shabbos to him. How can it be that sinas chinam is more common than avodah zorah? I'll tell you a very, very interesting hashkofa that I saw in a sefer, the Nesivas Sholem from the Slonim Rebbe Zichrono Livracha. He says a fantastic word. He says, Maisa Aveira is avodah zorah is more common. You know what the problem with sinas chinam is? Kosher olai! Pridaschen. The Rebbeinu Shlom says it's difficult for me to see that there is a pirud baklal Yisrael. What's the Rebbeinu Shlom like? What brings the biggest nachas ruach to the Rebbeinu Shlom when there's sholem between Yidden? When one Yid helps us on another Yid? When one Yid shows and care for another? Koshalai pridaschen. Beis Hamikdash is a mokim, the palace of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Rabbi Nishim says, I can only have a palace. I can only show Klal Yisrael I like you, like a father likes a child, when children, between themselves, have shalom. The biggest agnes nefesh for parents is that they see their children arguing. When you see one child not talking to another child, a child makes a simcha, and he doesn't call his own brother to the simcha. That's the biggest agnes nefesh parents can have. That's why Sinas Chin brought the Chorban. Because the Chorban is the kesher between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shleilom. This kesher can't be when the Sinas Chin. We ask the Rebbeinu Shleilom, I don't want Mashiach for myself. We don't want Mashiach because our problems, we won't have problems when Ben David comes. We want Mashiach. Kilishu Oscho! How much Kvoit Shemayim will be when we'll have a Beis HaMikdash, a Soren Nisim a Beis HaMikdash, we'll see the Kvoit Shemayim. That's what we want. We want the Sigole Malchus Chameiro. We want to see the Malchus Shemayim. We want to see the Kvoit Shemayim. We want to see the Rebbeinu Shlomo's covered. We're all very, very special. Mi mama fa Yaakov, Shuva Rebbe Voice Alpha Yisrael. We're very, very special. Abba, we're going to show how special the Rebbeinu Shloim is to us. How much we like the Rebbeinu Shloim. We want to get close to him. What are we going to do? We're going to wait for Ben David. How are we going to wait? By showing care and love one to another. To farechten the sinas chinam. Velem yale zoiche zayin. Binureinu zekeneinu. Mekabel zayin penei Mashiach zedkeinu. My offer is still on. I want to borrow £1,000 and I'll pay you back on the day of B'ez Mashiach. Then hey, Rabbi Yomeinu, Amen.